Good morning. You're listening to It's Time for the Ship Report. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, February 25th, 2021. We have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect through late Friday night. We have a high surf advisory in effect on Friday. And so that means the potential for large waves, hazardous surf conditions, breakers up to 25 feet, and sneaker waves. So be very careful on the beach on Friday especially. Be very careful all the time. Southwest winds in the forecast today, 15 to 20 knots with gusts to 25, becoming west 20 to 25 knots, gusting to 30. Wind waves from the west 5 feet high at 6 seconds apart. Northwest swells 6 feet at 13 seconds, building to 10 feet at 13 seconds in the afternoon, and chance of rain. And today we're going to be talking about an unusual new kind of ship. It's not often that a completely new kind of ship is designed. It's not a cargo ship. It's a work vessel. Going to be used in the installation of huge wind towers in these wind power projects that are happening in the ocean offshore in the U.S. And so brings up a lot of interesting things to talk about how you do this, how big these ships need to be, what they need to be able to do. It's a sort of a variation on something called a heavy lift ship, but it's also something called a jack-up rig. A ship that can send legs down into the ocean and stabilize itself, and so turn itself from a ship into a platform that's above the surface of the water, so that it can be used as a construction platform. So, very interesting, versatile, and unusual kind of ship that is being built specially for the wind power industry. And so, I thought a lot of interesting things to talk about related to that. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have three inbounders. We have 11 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river today is the ATB Vision, articulated tug and barge rig, arriving from Anacortes, Washington, headed for Portland. Refined petroleum is her cargo there, probably passing Astoria inbound around 8:30. It'll take her about 6 hours to get up to Portland. The Ancash Queen is arriving from Los Angeles, headed to the Rice Island Anchorage, just a little bit upriver from Astoria. Astoria's downtown area. She'll be there at about 10:30 this morning. The Panagia Thalassini is arriving from Taiwan, headed for Calama. She's, I think, some kind of a tanker. She could have something like anhydrous ammonia on board. Passing Astoria at night, at maybe like 10:30 or so, heading up to Calama. Our Astoria anchorages, we have those 11 vessels. They're all awaiting orders today. So 3 of them are in the Rice Island Anchorage. The rest are off Astoria's downtown waterfront. The downtown waterfront ships are Ocean Garlic, the Ingenious, the one with the terrible paint job that's really rusty looking, the Hakata Queen, the Jenko Hunter, the Xin Yu, the YMK Quartet, the Oasis Island, the Tezos, the Blue Ionian, the GH Fortune, and the Milagro. And those last three ships are all in the anchorage off of Rice Island on the north side of the channel, a little bit upriver from Astoria. Milagro's been out there for a couple weeks. Don't know what's up there with her, but I guess she's waiting for her berth. In our outbounders, the Hamburg Pearl is leaving a berth in Portland that handles scrap metal. And so what she's probably got on board is crushed cars, among other things, that come down from the Puget Sound area on barges, tugs and barges. So they get chopped up into little pieces, the cars and other scrap metal, and get sent to Asia for steel production, and probably come back to us to some degree in the form of brand new cars and other things that we import. The Ohio is leaving maybe Klatskanai with ethanol on board, I think. So she could pass Astoria maybe around late morning outbound. The Atlantic Buena Vista is leaving Calama. I think she came in with steel on board. She'll be heading out around 3:30. That would put her past Astoria outbound around 8:30. Maple Ambition is leaving Portland with soda ash on board. From the Port of Portland around 6:30, she could pass Astoria outbound then around a little after midnight. And the Ken I is leaving Vancouver with weed on board at about maybe around 11 o'clock tonight. So she won't be passing Astoria until about 5 in the morning tomorrow. Well, let's talk a little bit about a new kind of ship. So ships, form follows function in shipping. Ships are designed to carry cargo, a lot of the ones that we see. Other ships are designed for research. Some ships are designed for to be big work boats to help build things or serve other vessels that are building things. So there are different segments within the maritime industry. And so this ship that we're going to talk about today is not a cargo ship, and it has unique capabilities that go along with its function. So this is a ship that is a very specialized vessel that is going to need to be built quite a bit in the next few years. It has to be capable of erecting a skyscraper-sized turbine in the open ocean. So this is a very unusual ship, a ship that can handle very, very heavy, very massive cargo. And this story, by the way, that I'm just gleaning some information from to share with you is from a website called The Verge, theverge.com. It's emerging tech news, and I found it there just looking around. I'm always looking for stuff to talk about on the ship report, and I came across this. So wind turbine installation vessels, which is what this specific kind of vessel is called, are already in short supply globally. U.S. President Joe Biden has set a goal of doubling offshore wind in this decade, and that is going to require more of these very specialized vessels. So there are at least 16 wind projects off the east coast of the U.S. alone that are awaiting permits, and so they will need these very specialized ships. So imagine, wind turbine equipment is getting larger over time. And so newer wind farms will have equipment that is much more massive than older ones. So imagine they're talking about this new General Electric new turbine that will be available, was available last year. At 853 feet tall, it dwarfs previous generations of turbines. Imagine the Statue of Liberty stacked on top of the Washington Monument, and you've got a sense of its size. To put that monstrosity together at sea, you need a special kind of boat called a wind turbine installation vessel. So what this vessel does is it's big enough and heavy enough to carry this huge thing, probably in pieces. That's the way installation things go. So you've seen heavy lift ships maybe coming into the Columbia carrying these massive cargoes. So they can carry the cargo out to where it needs to be built, needs to be installed, and then the ship actually has giant legs that can go down to the sea floor, and that steadies the vessel and allows it to lift itself up out of the water. It's called a jack-up rig, as I said earlier, and there are barges created this way. There are other kinds of ships used to install oil rigs, and on top of, so these legs go down into the bottom, the ship becomes like a table, and then it can raise itself up out of the water. So very interesting. There are only 32 of these big wind turbine installation vessels in the world as of last year, but more of them will be coming along in future years and months, we hope, so those installations can take place. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.